Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this October 5th, 2023. I have your host, James J. here, and I am joined by our great friend, Laura Huber, 4-H educator with UW-Madison Extension, Wood County. Laura, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Happy 4-H week, James.
Happy 4-H week. This is exciting. Laura and I were talking in our pregame a little bit that it just is kind of a coincidence that you guys got scheduled to come in this week, but a happy coincidence.
Absolutely. Like, what better time?
Yeah.
It's the beginning of the year, and you know what? It's an official thing. It is National 4-H Week. This is a time to celebrate. It's a time to promote. It's a time to invite others to kind of participate and you know, learn the benefits and experience the benefits that 4-H has to offer.
I'd like to, if you don't mind, Laura, and speaking of all the things going on, there's a lot to cover for 4-H this segment, but I do want to touch on National 4-H Week just a little bit. The importance of it, the attention that it brings to such a great organization, we can get into a little of that if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure. So, some people don't realize, but 4-H is actually a program that is administered through the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Mm-hmm. And why, mm-hmm. right? Why would the U.S. government be getting into some sort of a youth development program? Mm. Well, you know what? It's because in the long run, it builds stronger communities. It makes young people ready to be, you know, those leaders in the communities, mm-hmm. in the country that we need in the future.
If I can, one thing that has always stood out to me about this, even as a city boy, growing up in Chicago and everything, I will say, hearing about 4-H and that, we hear all the time, since we were kids, the backbone of our country is our ag industry. Mm-hmm. The backbone of our country is this is the government actually putting some money, their money where their mouth is.
This
is not just saying a phrase like that, but trying to create future farmers, trying to create future people that care about the ag industry.
Yeah.
And I think of that, too, when it comes to this.
Absolutely. And it's so much more than ag, right?
Yeah. Yes,
but,
yes.
But a piece of it is, you know what, when we learn new things, mm-hmm. how do we get people to try those new things, you know, and to kind of advance? And that was the heart of 4-H, mm-hmm. right? When we learned maybe some new methods for growing corn, and we learned some ways to raise animals with less input and higher meat quality, mm-hmm. and things like that. But how do we get people to try it? Ugh, it's really hard sometimes to get us old souls to try the new things. But to share that information with young people and to get them excited to do and to be, mm-hmm. that's the heart and soul of it. And so we discovered that over 100 years ago. 4-H has been active in the United States of America since, I think it's 114 years now.
120
years. 120.
Oh, that's amazing. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I knew it was a long time. I didn't know 120 years. Yeah. That's impressive.
So it's working, right? And it's doing great things for us. And that's why we continue to invest in our young people and in programs like 4-H. And so I think it's really cool. I shared with you the official proclamation from USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack, just because it's one of those, if you've ever read a, you know, proclamation, it's a lot of whereas this and kind of weird official language. Mm-hmm. But really what it gets down to is that 4-H has a real impact, not only on the kids who are participating in it right now, but it has an impact on families, it has an impact on volunteers, and it benefits our whole country.
Yeah.
So
there's not a lot of organizations or things that can do that. 4-H has been doing it and doing it for 120 years.
Yeah.
And you guys got a theme for this year's celebration, this year's week.
Yeah. Can I tell you, I always have a hard time with this. I'm like, is it I heart 4-H or is it I love 4-H? What do you say when there's that heart symbol in the middle?
I know. I love working with you. I have the same boat. I was looking at it. I'm like, do I say I heart 4-H or do I let her say it first and see what she says?
I say, I don't know. Let's say both.
I like both. I like both. And you can't go wrong. Either way, I heart 4-H. I love 4-H. However you want to word it, that is the theme right now. And spreading the word about this, too. If you've got a kid out there that you're wondering, maybe they might be interested in this, look into it. We encourage you to. If your kids are older and they're out of the house and everything, there are still opportunities for you to impact the 4-H, whether it is donations or it is maybe volunteering yourself. And I always like to talk about this too with you, Laura, because you and I are in a similar boat when it comes to this. We learned and came to 4-H a little later in life. Mm-hmm. We didn't grow up as kids with it. So for people like us and to fellow adults out there like that, we get how much we missed out on something.
Absolutely.
You know, I love my mom and dad, wouldn't trade for anything in the world. But I do feel like, oh, I would have loved to have been a part of 4-H. That would have been, first off, would have kept me out of a lot of trouble, be honest with you all. But more importantly, I would have learned and gained appreciation for our country so much more, our in, not just our ag industry, like you hit on earlier, but just what all the things that 4-H impacts. And I know that you felt a little similar to this too, but you can be a part of this. You can raise attention to these things at some of the events we're going to tell you about. We can
Absolutely.
Get into some of those now.
And can I tell you that just yesterday, James, I got an email from somebody saying, hey, you know, I've been raising horses all my life. My kids are young. They're not 4-H age yet. But is there a way for me to get back in? And it's yes, it's that giving back. And I do not speak horse, so I am so thankful for when I get messages from somebody because, you know what, I don't have the skills, the knowledge, or whatever else to help a young person kind of discover that love and that wow and that everything in the horse world. So thank goodness that there are volunteers, adults willing to step forward and say, hey, you know what, I've got some skills, and you know what, I would love to share them with the next generation. Yeah. Is that possible for me? And I'm going to say yes, and let me tell you how.
Yeah, I encourage you to reach out to Laura with those things. Although I will say, Laura, it's real easy to talk horse. You just put peanut butter in your mouth.
Yeah, there you go.
You can do that. You can talk like a horse. You don't. We have some great events coming up, and again, just real quickly, a reminder, the National 4-H Week goes on this whole week, so be sure to spread the word and find out more and look up that proclamation if you get a chance. Yeah. It is a really well-worded one. I agree with you on that. These aren't always the easiest to read, or they could be a little lame sometimes or whatever. This is really well done. A nice job by them.
So if I may, let's make it easy. If you go out to the Wood County 4-H Facebook page. Mm. This one's on there for you.
Okay.
But today I posted this amazing 7-minute video that was put together with beautiful black and white photographs with young people and volunteers in 4-H a few years ago by a group called the Peace of A Piece of My Mind, PEACE. And so if you want to see about the impact that 4-H has on number one, our young people, but number two, on our communities, just go over to that Facebook and watch that video. It's out on YouTube. It's easiest to find on our Facebook page. But this is the very beginning of the 4-H year. It kind of mimics the school year. We don't mimic the calendar year. And so right now is the best time to get involved. So if you wonder about maybe as an adult or the young people in your life, now is the time to join. They can join any time of year, but to make sure you don't miss out on anything, like join now.
Yeah, that's a great point. Thank you for mentioning that. Let's tell them what we have coming up, because we got some really fun things coming up at with the 4-H.
Yeah, so 4-H happens on multiple levels. A lot of people know that it happens at the club level. And so a club, each individual club has its own personality. They have specific things that their volunteers are interested in and teaching their kids. Every year it might change a little bit based on what their young people are interested in doing. So kids, that's the first place that they get involved there at the club level. But then we offer things at the county level, because sometimes it's really cool to meet more kids. That's one of the things that 4-H'ers love best, is meeting new people and making new friends. So one of the first things we have to offer to celebrate National 4-H Week on Sunday, we're having a cornhole tournament.
Ooh, nice.
You know, so there's a little bit of friendly competition happening. Yeah. There's no high skills. There's no, you know, weeks of training or anything else like that. So it's just an end of the week celebration that we're going to be having at Northwood County Park. So why not, right?
Yeah. That's going to be a fun one. Oh, that's a really good one.
But what I really love about the cornhole tournament, I have to say, is that I didn't plan one bit of it. Not one, because young people have a ton of skills. And so we had some teen leaders who came up, number one, with the idea in the first place, but number two, then going through and saying, like, when should we do it? Where can we have it? All of those sorts of things. So that's what 4-H is all about.
Speaking with Laura Huber, 4-H educator with UW-Madison Extension. Laura, I got some really cool events coming up always with the, with 4-H, but you got a really unique one happening right around the corner.
I'm so excited. This is something brand new. So New Visions Art Gallery mm-hmm. is on the first floor of the Marshfield Clinic in the Marshfield Center yeah. on Oak. And for the first time, Wood County 4-H youth and their artwork is going to be on exhibit. We're going to have our youth exhibiting from October 23rd is the official opening, okay. all the way through January 5th. Mm. And let me tell you, this one is a challenging one. We were talking about, you know, adults bringing things to the table, their skills and such. I am not an artist.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I forgot about this. Yeah.
Sorry. And so the opportunity like this opportunity has really challenged me to change what I've offered on a countywide basis to make sure that we have young people who were prepared, right? Gaining the skills. Yeah. I don't want to always be resting on, you know, what the schools do or, you know, that kind of stuff. I wanted to make sure that we had some educational programming to lead right into this. So
and this is
I'm
first.
So excited. It is the first.
It's pretty cool.
A new partnership, you know, the New Visions Gallery is open anytime that that clinic building is open. So mainly Monday through Fridays, I think from 8 until 4 o'clock or 4:30. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you have an appointment up at the clinic, please wander in and check out some amazing artwork.
I take my dad up there for appointments from time to time, and I've been eyeballing this. Now I'm getting over there. I already thought I was going to. I definitely got to check this out. That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
so the kids get excited about showing their stuff at the fair.
Yeah.
But this is a whole nother level.
Can't even imagine.
Like
Can't.
All of a sudden, you don't just get to post your stuff on a piece of poster board and throw it up. It's no, you know, we're leveling up here. So
I mean, I think a lot of us can relate to that in a little way. Maybe if you ever had something of yours put up or something, or think about when even you, I think almost all of us had our parent put something on a refrigerator.
Sure.
It's that times a thousand. Like it's, it feels really cool. It's really fun for the kids. And it means even more if we come and check them out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Show them some support.
Yeah. Oh, when is this going out? What are the dates for this again?
So officially it opens on October 23rd and everything will be up until January 5th.
Oh, we got some time then to check it out. Okay.
And ours actually it's the New Visions Gallery has finally gotten clearance to do opening receptions again, which they had to kind of set aside through COVID. Yeah. So if you want to be there, you know, for the opening reception, that's Friday, October 20th from 4 to 6.
Very cool. So. Very cool. Laura, I know with all the things going on with the 4-H, that there's stuff that we don't always get a chance to cover. Mm-hmm. Do you mind if we highlight like for a 4-H Wood County 4-H-er, like do some
Absolutely.
Highlights of that?
Absolutely.
So like what are some of the highlights to you like right off the top of your head when it comes to that?
So first of all, I want to say that a Wood County 4-H-er is anywhere from kindergarten through 13th grade. Mm. What is 13th grade? It's that year after high school, whether they go on to college or tech school or they go into the work world. We're there for them. For that extra year, if you will.
Yeah.
And why would somebody choose to stay in this program that they were in when they were in, you know, kindergarten? Mm-hmm. And it's really because we have some events every year that really just get kids excited. The first one that we're talking about is Project Discovery Day. Mm. And this is a place where I do my best with volunteers to offer new opportunities. If you don't have a parent who's a woodworker, how do you get exposed? How do you start learning about that? Or if you don't have somebody close to you that's really good with houseplants or something, you know, like how do you? So Project Discovery Day, that's just a chance for kids to get hands-on. Everything in 4-H is hands-on, right? Mm-hmm. We're not lecturing. We want kids to actually be experiencing. And that's a really cool way just to try out some new things.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the things that gets kids excited. And another one is Creative Arts Day.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
it's a great showcase.
Uh-huh. And what's really exciting for me is as I left the office today, support staff Wendy was working on scheduling the facility. And I think we're using Rams this year.
Oh, cool.
So it'll be right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Breaking news.
That's really breaking. I would love breaking news around here. But that is really cool. Mm-hmm. For one, great place to have it and great people over there and everything. But that stage that they have there is the stage in this whole area that I wish I could have performed on more than any other. I've always wanted to perform on that stage. The acoustics are great.
Yeah.
It's so big. Well, great auditorium. Oh, this is really cool.
Yeah, and that stage is really one of the things that drew us there, because the young people are going to be putting on one-act plays. They'll be putting on skits. They'll be doing vocal or instrumental performances. Like, it's really just a great showcase of, you know, many arts.
Yeah. And a great opportunity for us as a community to support these kids and support the 4-H as well when that comes up.
Absolutely.
There's the camps. I mean, we got to talk about the camps.
Yeah. And now is a really good time to highlight. Camp is expensive. And this year, can I say that the Encourage Foundation, I mean, holy buckets, did they just make huge impacts for us this year by supporting the bus. And then another anonymous donor gave funds for additional camperships and I can't even
say. That's beautiful.
Like, things are expensive. And if you've never looked at the Alice report that the United Way puts out, I really encourage you to do so, because about a third of families in our area are right there at the cusp. You know, they are working, but they don't have the income to support all of the extras that you might hope that their kids can do. And with support from the Encourage Foundation, we were able to keep costs low, keep things affordable, and give kids the opportunity to... camp is just this magical environment where kids can be themselves. They can try new things. They make new friends. They're in a world that's totally different from home. And so the way that it helps build confidence and helps build independence is just an incredible thing to watch. It's one of my favorite things to be involved in every year, just because from year to year, the growth I get to see happen in each young person, right? That's an internal thing. I'm just creating the opportunity, the space for it to happen.
If I can just add, piggybacking on that, earlier I was talking about how I wish I could have been a part of 4-H, some of these things. I wasn't going to say this, but as a kid, even when it came to certain organizations, I couldn't, because we didn't have the money. Mm-hmm. Just being blunt and honest with you and everybody out there, we weren't just able to. To think that that won't happen to certain kids, that doesn't happen as much anymore maybe, is fantastic. But to think that it still happens at all is still something that I think needs attention. And I appreciate you bringing this topic up, and so much of what the 4-H does to work with people when it comes to the clubs and different things that you have, and trying to have scholarships available for kids, and certainly organizations like Encourage going above and beyond to really make sure that this is an investment. Mm-hmm. It's for fun, and we want kids to enjoy themselves and have great childhoods and everything. Yes, all of the above.
Yeah.
It can also be an investment in the greatest thing we can invest in, the future. And that's what we're doing. Everything that Laura just told you that a kid gets from just camp, let's just look at camp in general, learning new friends, learning social skills, learning how to talk to people, learning how to work with strangers, confidence building. I can keep going down the list.
Yep.
And all of these things benefit us, all of us. Just like you pay taxes for things, you're paying this and you're adding to our future. You are making our future that much stronger by helping these kids.
Absolutely. And the other piece that I want to say about camp and 4-H is I put on 4-H camp. That's what I call it. It's not limited to current 4-H members, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
If there are families, and one of the examples that I have often, right, is families who might be broken up and a child might be living in one place, you know, with mom or dad for most of the year, but then spends the summer here with the other parent or with grandparents or whatever, those kids can enroll and come to 4-H camp
That's
with us
really
and
cool.
everything too, because, and so I just want everybody to know that when we're talking here and we're talking about 4-H'ers, those kids who come to camp, whether or not they've been in 4-H in the past, it doesn't matter. When they come to camp with us, they become 4-H'ers. We welcome them into the fold, and we want them to get everything out of the camp experience that somebody who might be a third or fourth generation 4-H'er, which means their parents and their grandparents were a part of the program. That's not a requirement here, not by any means.
Yeah.
I fully support any youth development programs, whether it be 4-H, Scouts, Boys and Girls Club, any of those things, because just like you said, investing in our kids in any of these programs is investing in our future.
Right on. There is also something for kids, along with all of this, the travel experiences, the travel opportunities and everything. I think one of my favorite parts of being my whole schooling experience was being in debate and being able to travel all over the state and go into towns that I'd never heard of or didn't know of and that kind of thing. I know that's a big part of what we'll enjoy about our after school activities or school itself. And that's just something that's available for you with 4-H.
Absolutely. So when I was 14, I got to go to Germany with my high school German class.
I went to Germantown.
I was going to say, my family never traveled. It's just not something that we did. And when you think about traveling with a whole family, it can get really expensive really fast. Mm-hmm. So travel opportunities through 4-H just open things up. So we have some local travel type things like Discover Wisconsin. That's for those middle graders, like fifth grade through eighth grade. This past summer, we went down to southeastern Wisconsin and just, you know, what is there? Kids saw Lake Michigan for the first time. It was really exciting for them. But then as kids get a little older, actually Space Camp happens for like sixth through eighth graders too. We take them down to Alabama on a bus. Cool. It's not great, but it's awesome. And then there, this November, I'm going to be traveling with a group of high schoolers to Atlanta for the National 4-H Congress. And all of these things, there's more travel opportunities than these two. But again, it's kind of like that camp experience where you're forced into kind of strange environment where you have to figure out how to make friends. You get to challenge yourself and you get to like be the best that you can be. And you get to be that person outside of school and outside of family. You know, who do you really feel like you are on the inside? But I, again, can be really expensive. So we have ways to help make it affordable. So a family can send one family member at a time, and there's ways that we can help support to make that experience affordable.
Yeah. Laura, as we're wrapping up, I know for the new, for the 23-24 season, you're trying to reach new spaces. Can we talk about that a little bit?
Absolutely. So last week, I'm so excited, Melina Caratini started. She is our AmeriCorps member. She's, maybe you recognize the name. She is the daughter of Jackie, who is here often.
Interesting. That's awesome.
She's a freshman at UWSP this year. And so she's going to be helping us build new partnerships and offer new programs. So not necessarily just to the traditional 4-H'ers. Mm-hmm. We're looking for partnerships. Maybe it's after school programs. Maybe it's in school. Maybe it's through our libraries. I'm going to say again, I love our Wood County libraries. But to be able to do some of those hands-on learning opportunities for kids that haven't traditionally been in 4-H, right? Maybe you come for one. Maybe you come for a whole series. But we're just trying to get out there because programs like this, just learning opportunities, make a world of difference for our young people.
And the something like this is also reminds me that anybody out there can be a part of 4-H. Mm-hmm. And anybody could make an impact on 4-H. And that's not just your kids, but individuals. If people want to volunteer or be a part of some of these things, Laura, that we've been talking about today, maybe they just want to find out more information or get register, or maybe they're an organization out there like the person you mentioned earlier that would like to offer a skill set or something.
Sure.
Any of the above, how can they reach you?
So easiest way to get a hold of me is probably by phone. The number is 715-421-8439, or you can email me at Laura, L-A-U-R-A dot Huber, H-U-B as in boy, E-R, at WISC, W-I-S-C, dot E-D-U.
And I encourage you to check out the webpage, 4-H.extension.wisc.edu. And if you type into your search bar, 4-H Wood County, pops up right away.
Yeah, just get the Wisconsin one, though.
Get the Wisconsin one. That's a good point. Good point. Yeah, you're otherwise, a lot of traveling. You're going to be traveling very far. I think that one's in Ohio or something like that. Yeah. You're going to be going pretty far. You want the Wisconsin Wood County one. Thank you, Laura. We appreciate you so much. Say hi to your team over there, and we'll talk soon.
Fantastic. Happy 4-H week, everyone.
Happy 4-H week, everybody. We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.